my pleasure to present to you this morning on the path to an aberration detection system for STD surveillance. I will begin with a brief background, followed by objectives, rationale, methods, results, conclusion and implications, and conclude with our next steps. I just want to cover, first of all, a couple of things to provide a brief background. So, first of all, what is an aberration? An aberration in public health surveillance data can be defined as a change in the distribution or frequency of health-related outcomes that is statistically significant when compared with historical data. Aberration detection methods are used to detect changes in the reported occurrence of health events by comparing current surveillance data to previously reported historical baseline data. These methods are used to assist epidemiologists in the recognition of an unusual case reporting pattern and may provide timely warning of a true disease outbreak. And the aberration detection methods can stimulate public health investigation to determine why the case reporting trend changed. The objectives of our project are to, one, apply selected aberration detection methods to syphilis surveillance data at the federal level and describe their performance characteristics, and also to implement the methods and a monitoring system at the state and or local level. What is the rationale for this work? Syphilis elimination has shifted surveillance efforts to focus on early detection and the control of outbreaks. Applying statistical aberration detection methods to syphilis surveillance data should provide a standardized approach for the identification of fluctuations in reported cases, which may represent real increases or decreases in disease incidence. And routine standardized and automated approaches to identification of changes in incidence should translate into a more timely response to emerging outbreaks and support a phased response. The research questions for this project are, one, do we improve STD surveillance practice and surveillance data quality by applying statistical methods to detect aberrations in routinely collected disease surveillance data? Two, which aberration detection methods perform best when applied to syphilis surveillance data? And three, which aberration detection algorithm parameters should be adjusted to provide the correct balance between sensitivity and specificity when applied to local and state populations under surveillance? Our project is divided into four phases. This is a collaborative project within our division. So far, three branches and the Office of the Director have been involved. This is also a collaboration between the Division of STD Prevention and STD project areas, in that we plan to do pilot demonstrations with 3 to 5 STD project areas prior to phase 4, which is the implementation phase. And we are currently in phase 2 of the plan. Early on, after reviewing the morbidity data for the various project areas, we discovered that areas with low morbidity could easily set a manual threshold. After a literature review and the exploration of other analytic methods, we decided to focus on two methods for areas with medium to high morbidity: the cumulative SOMS method, which is embedded in the early aberration detection system, or EARS, and the historical limits method, which is used to produce figure 1 in the MMWR of the Morbidity and Mortality Weekly Report. Now, let me tell you a little more about these two methods and how they are currently being used. EARS is a tool used by state and local epidemiologists to analyze and visualize public health surveillance data. As of October 2007, there have been about 350 downloads of the software, with 50 of those being outside of the United States. EARS is used to assist in the early identification of outbreaks of disease and bioterrorism events. Cumulative SOMS is a method which was designed to detect changes in the mean value of the quantity of interest. It alarms when cumulative deviations exceed some predefined threshold. EARS uses three variations of the cumulative SOMS method, C1, C2, and C3, mild, medium, and ultra, respectively. The terms mild, medium, and ultra refer to the level of sensitivity of the three statistical methods. When applying these analytic methods to syphilis incidence data, deviations from the mean expected case count are flagged for further evaluation. This table shows the output from the EARS application. For this presentation, three counties were selected for one particular project area, and the three counties are denoted by pink, green, and blue. And again, this is for one particular project area. And as you can see, for presentation purposes, I selected January 2007 through December 2007. However, a data set was generated for January 2001 through December 2007. But as again, I'm showing January 2007 through December 2007. And as you can see, the red cell denotes where an aberration was detected. So for the pink county of Project Area A, August 2007 was flagged for at least one of the cumulative SOMS method. So it shows us here where it was actually flagged by all three methods. Similarly, the green county was also flagged in August of 2007. The blue county was not flagged due to the low incidence count. But if you look at the last row, which is the all strata row, that's an aggregate of these three counties, and it too was flagged in August 2007. And I don't think I said, but these are PNS syphilis cases. As you can see in this example, and it's a little difficult to see, but what it's showing are other months and years in that same data set that was generated. And so my point here for showing this is to show that even though counties are flagged, that does not mean that the all strata level will be flagged. And that's because aggregate state level data can mask aberrations at the county level. This is a graphical representation of the table that we just saw. And what I want to point out here is if you remember from that table, August 2007 was flagged by the three cumulative SOMS method, and that's what this is showing. Our second method of focus is the historical limits method. This method is currently being used at CDC in the Morbidity and Mortality Weekly Report, known to most as Figure 1. Essentially, it compares the number of reported cases in the current four-week period for a given health event with the historical data for a similar four-week period from the preceding 5 years. So if you look at this figure, what it's plotting is the log of the ratio. And so if the ratio is greater than one, that implies an increase. And if it's less than one, that implies a decrease. The hatch bars that you see at the end of some of the selected bars implies that there has been a historical or that there has been a significant change when you're looking at the current 4 weeks compared to the historical data. In line with our objectives, we also applied the historical limits method to the syphilis data. So we're looking at the same syphilis data that we used in the EARS application. We deciphered the SAS coding used to create this figure and then modified it to fit our needs. Here are the variables that are produced using that SAS coding. And what I want to highlight here, these two rows represent the PNS cases, and this variable called plot rat is what's being plotted in figure one. So this is our figure, And if you're focused on PNS, you see that there was an increase when you're comparing the current four-week period with the historical data. And there's a hatch mark, which means that there was a significant change between our current four-week period and our historical data. Based on the work that the group has done so far, we have determined that we can use a manual threshold for areas with low incidence and use more sophisticated approaches for areas with medium to high incidence. We can apply cumulative sums and historical limits methods to STD data reported from jurisdictions with medium to high syphilis incidence. These methods provide numerical and graphical output. And we can definitely use aberration detection methods as an STD program tool to focus the review and application of surveillance data for syphilis prevention. Our next steps include testing the application at the national level using syphilis surveillance data. We plan to develop an application with capabilities of producing output from the cumulative sums and historical limit methods for analysis of state and county level data. We plan to develop a user-friendly automated application and a user's manual for project areas and evaluate its use. And we also would like to try to adapt this application to other STDs. At this time, I would like to thank those people listed for their assistance with this project. And I will entertain questions at this time. Thank you. And that is something that we have discussed, and it's going to vary by project area for sure. And so what we plan to do is just test several other project areas to see what type of sensitivity and specificity we are getting and maybe provide some kind of input at that time when we do pilot demonstrations at the area. So it's going to vary, and I should have repeated the question. But the question is, how are we at the national level thinking about sensitivity and specificity for various project areas? Did I repeat correctly? Okay. So we are thinking about that issue. We haven't come up with a final suggestion at this time, but by the time that we're ready to implement, or prior to that, I should say, we will have suggestions. For the ears threshold, we used the automated threshold. We did not vary that from that particular application. And so that application does allow you to change the threshold, but we just arbitrarily set one for that particular set of data. And I should add, too, that the ears application will allow you to set a manual threshold. So if you are in an area with low incidence, you can set that application to identify the manual threshold. And so all of the output that you receive will say, you know, this was flagged using a set threshold. That's true. Thank you so much.